The process has started for the merger of the Island Special Constabulary Force and the Jamaica Constabulary Force. Up next, Ian Boyne discusses some of the issues related to this transition with Commissioner of Police Owen Ellington and ISCF Commandant James Golding.
The heads of the Jamaica Constabulary Force and the Island Special Constabulary Force are talking to us about the proposed merger of these two organizations. And back to you, Commandant. Over the years, there's been this kind of a rivalry between the two forces and a feeling of superiority, inferiority. JSCF members feel that, well, they are the police and the others just inferior. This should help that.
I've always said to my charges when I speak with them that nobody can make you feel inferior unless you first allow yourself.
Yes.
I figure they have taken it very seriously, and so now some people resist because maybe the feeling... as reverse. but this is a real issue. We spend 30% or so of our time arguing about who can do what, who's superior to what, to who, who has the authority to do what.
Yes.
And I say we should use that time to assist the public in ensuring their own safety and their safety and security. So whilst we haggle and compete against each other, the public suffers.
Yes.
I figured I fought in the trenches and I fought long and hard. And I figured the time has come for us to transition from that mode to another mode. There's a 2030 vision that we must accomplish. And we can't accomplish that vision if we have fragmented units of the police force trying to do things that we both are doing at the same time and sometimes not effectively, not efficiently.
On the question of superiority, inferiority.
Yes.
You know, in a strict interpretation of the laws governing both organizations, you see where one force is the permanent body of men or women employed by central government for law enforcement, and you see where the other one is a supporting force. In reality, Ian, I see James Golding as equal. I see the men and women of the ISCF as equal. I see talents and capacities in the ISCF, which are limited in terms of how I can expose them. And I think the time has come for us to stop denying the public the benefits of these talents in other areas of policing. And those who are opposing the merger, they should start thinking what serves the public interest.
Yes. Yeah. One senator has raised an issue which I'd like you to deal with Commissioner Ellington first and perhaps Commandant Golding. And that is that there's a danger in the amalgamation because let's say there are wage negotiations. Mm-hmm. At least now, there are two organizations. Mm-hmm. So if the JCF goes on strike or the ICF goes on strike, you still have a unit that you can call upon. When you put everybody together now, it threatens national security.
Well, let me tell you, this is not just something which is unique to Jamaica. Right across the globe, countries are moving towards force mergers or federalization of their law enforcement systems because the criminals do not recognize institutional boundaries or divisional boundaries, even national boundaries, they don't. The threats that we are confronting us right now require more organized, synergized forces to respond to them. So it's not something that I think should be discussed narrowly in terms of what happens if there's disenchantment with one organization and the political authorities.
But
we if you take the Jamaican case as an example, the police service in Jamaica has seen significant advances in professionalization in recent years. The police forces now understand that they are primary contributors to public good. The police force that I lead and James lead understand that it is not a worthwhile undertaking now to jeopardize the safety and well-being of Jamaicans over personal matters.
Commissioner of Police Owen Ellington and ISCF Commandant James Golding speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.